How does that Sesame Street song go? Who are the people in your neighborhood? Or from Jules Dassin, there are 8 million stories in the Naked City. Here's another version of that statement. One producer drives a cab around the valley and records some of the backseat confessions she hears. Here's the conversation.
When you're a cab driver, it all starts like this.
Hello.
Hello.
When you're a cab driver with an accent, it goes on like this.
Where are you from? I hear your accent.
Then it takes all different directions.
My cousin lives in St. Petersburg, and we went to see her.
And as soon as you hear something that stands out, you say,
can I record you?
Sure. No, it's okay.
My name is Regina Ravazova, and now you're going to hear what I hear in my car. Awkward dates. How many one should go through to find a good fit for herself? The million-dollar question, right?
Oh, hello. How's it going?
My writer, Ashley, got on with her career and went pretty far for her young age.
I think I look good. Hey, some people have described me as, like, absolutely beautiful. I'm like, oh, you're just too much.
She's a naturopathic medical doctor, and sometimes what she does really gets in the way when it comes to dating.
It is intimidating for them, and I try to not come off as intimidating. It's just what I do is intimidating.
Here's her story.
I get approached by a lot of guys that they think they have an idea of what kind of woman I am. But when I tell them that, oh, I'm a doctor, then they think I'm like a type A, you know, like hard kind of girl. I'm like, no, I'm like the goofiest, silliest thing, person you come around. I feel like a lot of guys are trying to overcompensate for, you know, showing that they are worthy of my time. I know you're worthy of my time. It's just, but then I get these weird encounters where one guy asked me out on a date, but he was one of those people that was asking for money at this Starbucks patio. And he asked me if I had any change. I said, I'm sorry, I don't. And I'm thinking, this is odd.
Continue on South 24th Street for a quarter mile.
Ooh, another fun one. I went on a date with this guy. He wanted to impress me, I guess, because I think I talked about how much I love food. And I guess he wanted to feel adventurous about the food of choice he wanted. And he ordered this blackened fish at the restaurant. He started sweating profusely during this lovely meal. He turned red in the face. He had to take his napkin and, like, wipe his forehead several times. He sweated through his shirt. But, yeah, he's trying to keep calm and collective. I'm like, you know what? You can stop eating the fish anytime. You don't have to eat the complete meal. I get first dates. Let's see how the second date goes. And if the second date, wow, we're on a roll here. Let's get a third date, you know? My thing is, if it's your idea to go on a date, I expect you to pay. If it's my idea, then I'm going to pay. I brought up that standard to one guy, but he took that as me using him just for dates, as well as using for his money. And he called me a professional, like I'm a professional escort or something like that. So that pissed me off, of course, because I'm thinking it's a slice of pizza for one that costs, what, $2, $3? And then like a soda's like another dollar, so you don't have like $4 or $5 for a date. What is that, you know? And then two, sure, call me professional. If I was, you couldn't afford me because my price, obviously, is out of your pay. So, yeah. I'm just looking for my one true love, I guess. I'm like a romantic, a hopeless romantic, it seems like. I would love somebody to sweep me off my feet, that whole deal. That'd be great. Is it reality? I don't know. Hasn't occurred yet. So, I'm just saying, if it happens, awesome. If it doesn't, well, I'll just keep dating and see what's coming, what's out there. And hopefully somebody is like, you know what? I really want to do that. Can I try to sweep you off your feet? Is it possible? How can I do that? Give me some hints on how to do that. I'm like, okay, here you go. There's A, B, and C, you know? My running joke with my friends and family is like, hey, if they can pass not just the background check, but a psyche eval and a DNA profile and, like, deal with me, oh, yeah, we should be on point. Thanks for the ride. I really do appreciate it. Have a great day.
These are the stories from people that live in your neighborhood, that shop in grocery stores near you, pass you on the sidewalks, ride in cabs next to you. This is Open Conversation, and I'm Regina Ravazova.
Regina is a producer in Phoenix.